Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You know, every week for a while now, for almost a year probably, at least about a year, I guess, we've been posting a different poll question on the homepage of our website and also in our newsletter. And we've asked you questions every week, a different question. We want to know what you think. And the website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can go take the poll that we have up there now, right now, if you want to. But recently, the most recent poll, well, I should say that every week I try to cover on the show what was asked and what was answered, how it was answered with my thoughts. And so I'm going to do that today on the question that we asked a week or so ago on leadership. And the question was, you know, what are the characteristics? What do you think is the most important characteristic of a leader? And so that's one important question, is what is a leader? A mentor of mine once told me that a leader is someone who can find others who will follow him or her. But as we all know, followers can be high-maintenance folks, right? Requiring constant tending to whatever it is that attracts them to you. Most of the time, that it thing that attracts them to you is something intangible. Napoleon is reputed to have said once upon a time, "A soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon." That's an intangible. Leadership, like beauty, is in the eye of the beholder. So when we ask our folks, our radio and our online audience, which of those five characteristics is the most important thing to being a successful leader? Here's what you said. Two of the leadership traits that we offered were courage and perseverance. And those two got the lowest rankings, each in the single digits. The highest ranking went to ability to communicate, with about 40% choosing that one. The next one was ethical behavior, chosen by about one-third of our respondents. And the other one, vision, was selected by a little more than one out of four. So we had five traits: courage, perseverance, ability to communicate, ethical behavior, and vision. And at first, I was kind of surprised that courage and perseverance didn't rank higher, because it's my belief that both of those are immensely important traits of a successful leader. But then surprise turned to clarity when I realized that our poll actually revealed what we all know but don't always remember, and that's that there are two faces of a leader. One face is the one that you and I see when we look in a mirror. And the other face is the one followers see when they look at us. So, when you're seeking the definition of a leader, we have to be clear about which point of view is being sought. Are we talking leadership traits we seek in ourselves, or the things that attracts followers? The face in the mirror, the face you and I see as leaders, when we look in the mirror, we know that courage and perseverance are definitely among the imperatives in order for us to be successful as a leader. But to followers, think about this, folks. To followers, those traits like courage and perseverance, those are merely raw materials that you and I use. Now, this is to your followers. They're merely raw materials that you and I use to manufacture the product that they demand of us as leaders. That intangible bit of colored ribbon delivered by communicating a vision that is executed based on mutually held values. What they're looking at, when they see us, they don't see courage or perseverance. They may see those, but that's not what's important to them. What's important to them is the result of that, the thing that you and I produced from that, which is this intangible, this thing that makes them attracted, be attracted to us, which is when we communicate what we want to do, what we expect of the of our organization, what we expect of them, where we're going, and that we and that we're able to get, make it to execute that vision and have it based on things, I call them mutually held values. A lot about leadership, an awful lot about what makes someone be attracted to you, an awful lot about that intangible is this idea of values. What are your values as a leader? What do you stand for? What's important to you? What is your default position on certain things? Whatever that is, you get to decide what those are. How you feel about customer care, how you feel about treating other people, how you feel about, you know, your commitment to this or that or the other. Those are your values, and you get to decide what those are. But you have to remember that that's one of the things that your followers pick up on. It's one of the things that that your followers care a lot about or not. Well, they care about their values. They know what they care about. They know what is important to them. And if they see that in a leader, then they will be attracted to that. If they don't, they will go somewhere else. So remember the two faces of a leader. Very important. And it, you know, it turns out that being a leader is a lot like being a business owner. To be successful in business, it's not enough to offer quality products that you're proud of, because the customers will drop the gavel on that judgment, whether your products are acceptable or not, whether they're great products, quality products. The customers will drop the gavel on that judgment. And similarly, it's not enough for a leader, for you and me, just to please our mirror. Followers are the customers. Our followers are the customers of our leadership product. In order to get others to follow you, both faces of leadership must be in evidence. Nurture those traits that success requires of you personally, like courage, perseverance, faith, and commitment, while simultaneously delivering what followers expect: ethics, communication, vision, and performance. Are you able to find followers for your bit of colored ribbon? I hope you are. Keep working on it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.